Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the fifth day of Tammuz, Tavshin Pei Gimel, Masechta Sukkah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Masechta Sukkah is going to talk mainly about four mitzvahs: the mitzvah of Sukkah, mitzvah of Dalet Minim, the mitzvah of the Arava in the Beis Hamikdash to put it up against the sides of the Mizbeach. This is not expressed in the Torah, and the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim, the mitzvah of pouring of the water, which took place only one Yom Tov in the year, that is the Yom Tov of Sukkot. Again, doesn't say explicitly, but the Chazal learn it out of Psukim, or have hints to it from Psukim. Mishnah Aleph, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Our Mishnah is going to tell us the Shiurim of the Sukkah. Sukkah Shehi Gavoya L'mayla Me'esrim Amo Psula. Any Sukkah where the inside of it, the inside height, that means from the roof, from the floor up to the bottom of the roof, is more than 20 amos, it's about 10 meters, then it's psula, it's puzzle. Why is that? Rava explains in the Gemara, that's because it says, Basukas tevish shivas yomim, you shall sit in a temporary dwelling for 7 days. So therefore the Torah is telling us, for 7 days you should go out of your diras keva, your permanent dwelling place, your house, and go out into a diras ara, into a fragile, temporary environment. This says Rava, anything up to 20 amos can still be called a diras ara, a temporary dwelling. But once you get more than 20 amos, then it's no longer a diras ara. It has to be diras keva, and therefore, in such a case, it'll be psula if it's 20 amos tall. That's the Tanakhama. Rabbi Huda Machshir. Rabbi Huda says it's still kosher even if it's higher than 20 amos, because according to him, a sukkah does have to be a diras keva. He said on the contrary. He says it's better. A sukkah should be a permanent dwelling, not just a diras keva. Now what happens if it's not 10 tvachim high? We've talked about the maximum height, internal height. Now comes the minimum internal height, and that has to be at least 10 tvachim, which is about 80 centimeters. And if it's not even, doesn't even have an internal height of 80 centimeters or 10 tvachim, then it's going to be possible as well. And the reason is because it's not fit to be lived in anywhere. It just wouldn't feel right living in it. It's hard to use such a small sukkah. V'shein lo sholosh tvanis, if it doesn't have three walls, as will be explained later. V'shechamoso meruba mitzilos, and one that the sun, there's more sun than shade. The sun that penetrates through the schacha, and when you look at the floor of the sukkah, you'll see more sun than shade on the sukkah. If that's the case, if the chamos and rebbe tzalos, all these cases that we mentioned, psula, the sukkah will be possible. Now, in the matter of the three walls, the chachamim hold that even if it had two walls that were complete next to each other, you can make another wall that has just one tefach and a fraction, tefach and a mashur, and put it less than three tefachim close to one of the two walls, and that would be enough. Why? Because if it's less than three tvachim, it's considered joined. It's as if now we've got a wall of four tvachim, because the beam that he put down was a tefach and a bit. Therefore, it comes out the sukkah was considered as having three walls. But in addition to that, he has to make what's called a tsuras pesach. Tsuras pesach means he has to make one pole on either side with a pole going on top, and that's called a tsuras pesach. It's like a frame of a door, and that's because he doesn't really have three complete walls. This is when the two walls of the sukkah are adjacent or perpendicular to each other. Then you just have to get another pole that has a board that has just a tefach and a bit more, and put it next to one of those walls, and you've got your sukkah. We've got your three walls. Once you make it tzuras pesach. But if you have two walls opposite each other, and it's completely open on both ends, then what you do is you take a wall, you make a wall that is at least four tvachim and a bit, put it less than three tvachim next to one of the walls, and then you've got the third wall. It's considered as if you had a wall of seven tvachim. And that's because these walls are opposite each other, that we have to be a little more strict. Sukkah Yeshana, an old sukkah. Well, what is defined as an old sukkah, we'll soon see. Beshama Postlim, Beshama says no good. She'll say, it's okay, it's good. What's considered an old sukkah that Beshamesh is no good? If you made it more than 30 days before sukkahs and you didn't have in mind for the mitzvah of sukkah, Beshamesh holds its possible, because it wasn't made for the sake of sukkahs. And the reason that the Rabbi Shammai is because it says, Chag HaSukkahs Tasulu Chal Shivas Yomim. A sukkah that is made L'Shem Chag is kosher, but not if it's not. Beis Hillel hold that it is kosher. Why? Because according to their opinion, it's not necessary that the sukkah has to be made for the sake of the Yom Tov. They darshan the pasuk in another way. But if the builder made the sukkah for the sake of sukkahs, for the purpose of sukkahs, then even if he did it at the beginning of the year, it'll be kosher. And why? Why is it kosher? It's kosher because since we are, there's halacha, we are sholim bedorshim, within 30 days before the festival, we are obligated to start talking about the festival and to talk about the halachas. So therefore, if he's building a sukkah, we can imagine, then for sure he would have done it L'Shem HaChag, and therefore even Beis Shammai would agree that it would be all right. Mishnah Beis. The person who makes his sukkah under a tree. The branches of the tree are spreading, a growing tree that is, branches are still connected and living, and you spread it over the schach of the sukkah. Since the branches of a tree which are growing are possible, therefore, you might as well make it in the house. It's possible just as if you build a sukkah underneath the roof of a house. Sukkah, al-gabi sukkah, what happens if a person builds a sukkah on top of another one? So the schach of the bottom sukkah serves as the floor for the top sukkah. Hol yona kasher, the top one is going to be kosher. V'atachten psula, but the bottom one will be pasul. What's the reason? Because the Torah says, basukkah teishu, you shall sit in a sukkah, not in a sukkah that's under a sukkah. The Rambam writes that the bottom one is pasul because it's like making a sukkah in a house. Rabbi Huda says, it depends. Imein diurin v'al yona, if there's no way that people could live in the upper sukkah, then it's too weak, the floor of the bottom one, then hatachtona kshera, then the bottom one will be kosher, then it's not in a sukkah under a sukkah. The Gemara explains that if the schach of the bottom one is so weak that you cannot even put cushions on it, then everyone will agree that the bottom one is kosher. Everyone, even the Tanakama, with the schach of the top one. That's what we'll use, of course, providing that it's not more than 10 meters high. Because it can't be more than, otherwise you've got a problem of being higher than 10 amas. And if, on the other hand, the schach of the bottom one is so strong that it's able to support people and cushions and you can sit them on top of that schach, if that's how thick it is, then everyone agrees that the bottom one is possible. It's for sure like a sukkah in a hut or in a house. Machlokes is simply like this. The machlokes is where the schach on the bottom one is weak, it can take cushions and pillows, etc., and blankets, but al-de-ad-chak, it's one can be nervous, but it can do it al-de-ad-chak. Tanakam holds, no, since you can do it al-de-ad-chak, it's a sukkah under a sukkah, and it's going to be possible. Rabbi Huda is more lenient. He says that since the top one is not really fit for living only through al-de-ad-chak, i.e. with difficulty, it is possible to sit in the top sukkah. So then the bottom sukkah is no longer considered like a sukkah underneath a sukkah, and it'll be kosher, of course, relying on the schach of Yonah, using the schach of the top sukkah. And the halacha is not like Rabbi Huda, but like the Tanakhama, that since one can sit in it, even if it's al day at chak, it'll be considered like a sukkah under a sukkah.